What is your life pace? I'm not talking here about how fast you drive or eat. I'm referring to your general life pace. First of all, let's define pace. It's the rate or movement, the rate of activity, velocity, speed, rate, and swiftness. Now that we have that out of the way, let's discuss this rather simple concept as it relates to your life as it moves forward one moment at a time and one day at a time. Each of us gets a certain amount of life hours. If you live to be 75, you will have had just shy of 750,000 hours of life. Let's say you average 8 hours of sleep a day. That leaves you with just shy of 500,000 hours of waking time during your life. Here's a thought. No matter how fast you do things, you can't get more hours. Sure, you might live to be 100, and if that's the case, you will have around 600,000 hours of waking time. It's hard to think about life in hours, especially when we are dealing in numbers like 600,000. I'm confident that most people don't sit around each night and subtract the day's hours to see how many they have left. What most people do, however, is rush through everything from the family vacation to their leisurely Saturday afternoon. I have experienced hundreds of people who pass me on the highway at 80 miles an hour only to be waiting at the same light when I arrive there a few minutes later. I have watched people rush through lunch just so they can get back to their boring career or job sooner. The passage of time is insensitive to our goals, needs, problems, challenges, desires, and dreams. It just clicks on 1 second at a time, 1 decade after another, at the same rate for each of us. The passage of time doesn't care whether you are broke or wealthy, gorgeous or ugly, nice or rude, a genius or an idiot, male or female, or 17 or 71. The real question is not what is your pace of life, but what are you getting out of it and giving back to it? People in their teens can't wait until they get to their 20s, and many people in their 40s or 50s yearn for the freedom and adventure of being a teen once again. Neither you nor I know how many hours we are going to get before we check out of here, but each of us can spend more time focusing on the quality of life's outcomes, adventures, relationships, and consequences than worrying about whether we can cram as much into every second as possible. Don't get me wrong. I believe in a busy and productive life. I believe in pouring it on from time to time. However, I also believe in the value of slowing down in solitude. An interesting sidebar, what you learn while in solitude or when operating at a slower pace may help you become even more productive in less time, actually giving you more time for the things you love that are important to you or are fun during your active hours. There are those who might be listening to this CD who are thinking, look, Tim, I have 3 kids, a full-time job, sick parents, a spouse who is lazy, and demanding friends. If I don't rush through everything, nothing will get done. As it is, everything I do is half done or could have been done better, but there just isn't enough time. Believe me, I empathize with people who have a lot on their plate, either by chance or choice. But this doesn't change the fact that your life is passing by at 24-hour clips a day, day in and day out. Be careful that you don't sacrifice things that are important for things that really don't matter in the long term. Slowing down is not a sign of weakness. Speeding up is no guarantee that you will get more done.